Former Minister of Gender, Labour and Social Development, Zoe Bako-Kobakoro, has challenged the people of Warua and West Nile at large to treasure education and promote peace. Bako-Kobakoro was speaking on Saturday during a memorial service to remember and celebrate the life of her late father, Sila Area Demaga in Muni. Bako-Kobakoro said the late Demaga, who said girl-child education is very important, is a reason he educated all his children and girls and did not force them into early marriages. Angundru Moses, the former Member of Parliament for Terego West Constituency, said the late Demaga was a teacher who transformed people and changed lives of people. He praised teachers for their work and warned parents to desist from forcing girls into early marriages. Angundru said if Demaga had married off his girls, Bako-Kobakoro would not have become a minister. Metaloro, grandson to Demaga, said they learned a lot through proverbs from their grandfather. He praised parents who raised their children well to become leaders and challenged people to learn and thank those who supported them.
Everything happens step by step. You don't just wake up and then and you're wealthy. That is why the name of the cow was Patience Base. Directly translated, the patient one will eat. So that name is important today. The youth today want to wake up and drive a luxury vehicle. They want to wake up and live a luxurious life. That is not life. I'm glad I followed in my grandfather's footsteps. I'm also a teacher, but a teacher of law. I teach at the Law Development Center. That is the epitome of legal education in Uganda. We do 4 years in any university in Uganda, you have to pass through my hands. So I'm the final gatekeeper of the legal profession. I think quality. And for that, for me to be entrusted with such work, I feel honored and humbled. There are so many senior lawyers in Uganda, but any lawyer who has completed the bar course in the last 8 years has gone through my hands. I've told him. That is right. And I believe that is his legacy.
The late Demaga was born in 1947 and died on April 11, 2003, at the age of 66 years.